Hi, I'm Gata. Welcome to today's podcast. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the painter Gustav Klimt. Yeah, the one who painted the little blotch and the kids. Here we're going to learn briefly a little bit of his life being a painter and all the things he had to pass to become where he ended up to being a famous painter. Klimt was born the 14th of July of 1862. His family was composed by her four sisters and three brothers. Her family was very poor, so he didn't have any money to pay for a school of art. In 14, he got a scholarship to be part of the Vienna School of Arts and Crafts. There, he graduated as a painter and as a home designer. In 1880, he was part of a company of artists, being a teacher assistant. Klimt's career painting started by painting walls in ring bubble and in public places. In 1888, he received a very important award because of his painting. In 1892, after his brother and dad died, he met the woman that will become the love of his life. After he painted Giudini in 1901, he participated in the paintings in the Stolten Palace. Klimt paintings represent accomplishments and expectations. His most memorable paintings were the ones of Adele Bloch Blur in 1907 and The Kiss in 1907 and 1908. In that kiss, Klimt represented a couple locked in his privacy. It's a visual manifestation of the spirit's final side because it shows sexual image. Klimt loved painting about women. He's always dressed with a tunic and sandals. In 1911, he won an award for Exposition Universal of Roma with his painting of The Death and the Life. In 1950, Klimt's mother died, and in 1980, he died because of a heart attack and a pneumonia of a skull. Klimt's work was identified as abstract colors and shapes. Klimt's work has identified with bright colors and abstract shape. Klimt's work has a huge influence on the entire Viennese section, and he tried to support a group of artists. During the Renaissance, where they imitate his picture had been burned and used as a weapon. I hope you enjoyed to know a little bit more about this amazing artist. I personally loved the painting of the kiss. I hope you enjoyed as much as I do. See you next week on another podcast. Bye!